weary wait is over.
Have you got anything without spam?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. It's been a while since I put together a show that does not have a central theme, something I like to call a bits and pieces show. It's time we fix that.
Dogs walk a middle page. With no cause, we don't discriminate. Discovery is to be disowned. Long distance calls.
Before we go any further, let me reiterate my opinion of Pink Floyd. Any band that does not include Roger Waters is not Floyd. What we heard, Dogs of War, from 1987's Momentary Lapse of Reason LP, was nothing more than a David Gilmour solo album. It just happened to include drummer Nick Mason and have Pink Floyd on the cover. Gilmour explains that they were under contract with CBS and, fearing legalities, pressed on without Roger. He got the rights to The Wall and the inflatable pig from the Animals album. Gilmour got the name. The divorce was final. As Floyd was splintering, Foreigner was reuniting original members Mick Jones and Lou Gramm on 1994's Mr. Moonlight LP. A band way past their prime with an album that proved that to be the case. Now don't get me wrong, the LP was way better than 75% of what's released today, but it's not the Foreigner of old, not by a long shot. That being said, one cut stands out, and it's not because it's a great song. It's okay. It's because of a guest musician. I want you to listen for the subtle guitar work. It's Duane Eddy. The song, Until the End of Time. The twang lives.
On my shoulder, oh Lord, now I feel so much older. Life has taken its toll on me. Now I feel the emptiness, and I don't want to live like this. Now I've heard stories, I've heard songs telling me, believe my heart.
Yes.
till the end of time. Well, the first time that I saw you, you looked down and out, and I had my doubts about you. But baby, since I come to know you, I ain't got no doubts what it's about. Me and baby, we're going out tonight. She's gonna treat me right. Ooh, yeah. Me and sugar, we've got it all sewn up. She fills my loving cup. We're going head first. Well, the second time that I saw you, boy, you'd really improve. I was really moved. How I wanted you. I'm knocking at your door to see if you're alone tonight, 'cause I need some more of what you got.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm chasing. When all I need and the jokes get wilder.
Babies, a high point of the mid-70s, a band that managed to sign a contract with Chrysalis that was the highest ever for a new act in music history, led by bassist and lead singer, and that's not an easy combination to do, John Waite, giving the aforementioned label five healthy charting albums before fading away. Head First was the title cut from LP number 3 from 1979, the last Babies album with the original lineup. The voice is quite recognizable, although the band may not be. A one-off affair from 1991, The Law, a supergroup of sorts featuring Paul Rodgers, ex of Free and Bad Company, Kenny Jones, drummer from The Faces and post-Keith Moon Who, and John Staley, ex Spirit and JoJo Gunn. They scored a minor hit with Laying Down the Law from the aforementioned LP, but we heard Stone, and once again, a good song, but it's the guest guitarist that takes center stage, the crying Stratocaster of David Gilmour.
The monkey sat on a pile of stone. And he stared at the broken bone in his hand. Strains of a Viennese quartet rang out across the land. When the monkey looked up at the stars, and he thought to himself, memory is a stranger. History is for fools. and he cleaned his hands in a pool of holy writing. Turned his back on the garden and set out for the nearest town.
Hold on, hold on, soldier. When you add it all up, the tears and the marrow bone, there's an ounce of gold and an ounce of pride in each ledger. And the Germans kill the Jews, and the Jews kill the Arabs, and the Arabs kill the hostages, and that is the news. And is it any wonder that the monkey's confused? He said, Mama, Mama, the president's a fool. Why do I have to keep reading these technical manuals? And the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the brokers on Wall Street said, don't make a slap, you're a smart kid. Time is linear, memories are strange, history's for fools. Man is a tool in the hands of the great God Almighty. And they gave him command. Nuclear submarine, send him back, search of the Garden of Eden.
It all makes perfect sense, expressed in dollars and cents, pounds, shillings, and pence. Can't you see?
Child,
what?
Don't just sit there. Pay attention. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. I started the show in no uncertain terms telling you what I think Pink Floyd is and isn't. Gilmore is an incredible musician and he fit quite well into the Floyd, but it took Roger Waters to give the band a social conscience, which in a scheme of things is a bit more important than just pretty music. Roger's anti-war opinions, and what intelligent human being could argue with that, began with 1979's The Wall, an LP railing against World War II. He lost his father at Anzio when he was only 5 months old, followed by 1983's The Final Cut, which mocked the British attack of the Falkland Islands. And as a solo artist, 1992's Amused to Death LP, but this time it's the first Gulf War that gets his ire. The president he refers to is George I, and the Marv Albert sequence lampoons the war as entertainment. Primetime fodder for the news at 9, he said. We heard Perfect Sense, parts 1 and 2. Lightening things up more than just a little bit is The Raconteurs, a Jack White project, formerly of the White Stripes, from their first LP, Broken Boy Soldiers, from 2006. Yes, Cool Catters, music from this millennia. Just breathe, you'll be fine. The song Steady As She Goes was quite successful, spawning two videos and multiple vinyl releases. Going down under for the next cut with We Can't Be Beaten by Australian Recording Industry Hall of Fame band Rose Tattoo from 1982's Scarred for Life LP.
Home by the sea, home by I should cut out.
successful progressive rock band loses two founding members of importance, their vocalist and guitar player, but the band soldiers on with a relative newcomer, the drummer of all people, taking over the reins, resulting in the group actually becoming more successful, or selling out, depending on whom you ask. The vocalist was Peter Gabriel, guitarist Steve Hackett, the newcomer Phil Collins, the band Genesis. Home by the Sea was from 1983's self-titled LP. Upon leaving the aforementioned band, Peter Gabriel, whose first three solo LPs were all simply titled Peter Gabriel, released Salisbury Hill as his first solo single. It's said the song explains why he left Genesis. The last Styx album that featured Dennis DeYoung was also the lowest charting Styx LP of all time. But just because it didn't sell doesn't mean it wasn't pretty good. The only single released was Everything Is Cool, a Tommy Shaw composition that should have garnered more attention. From 1999's Brave New World LP, the REO Speedwagon LP following 1980's huge high infidelity record was 82's Good Trouble. It had no trouble becoming their second best-selling LP. Their first single and lead-off track, Keep the Fire Burning, easily made the top 10. Sadly, the band's guitarist, Gary Richrath, passed away recently this past September. He was 65. I started the show with an intent of no central theme, but one seems to have crept in when I wasn't looking. And that seems to be various artists playing outside of the bands they are normally found. Starting with David Gilmour, Duane Eddy, Peter Gabriel, and now John Waite, the lead singer to the previously heard Babies and soon-to-be singer for the band Bad English, scored a number one with Missing You from 1984. One more thing before we go. It's not too early to mention an upcoming very important anniversary. June 2017 will mark 50 years since the release of arguably the most important rock and roll album of all time, Sgt. Pepper. And Capitol EMI is bound to make it memorable, but not in a good way. The label has spent half a century bastardizing the Beatles' sound and packaging, and there's no reason to believe it won't continue here. But that's not my main complaint. If I want to continue my hopeless completist ways, I'm forced to buy whatever special collector's limited edition colored vinyl box set the dollar signs in the Capitol Records marketing department eyes have envisioned. To date, an inventory of Sgt. Pepper vinyl in my collection have resulted in 13 different copies of the album due to multiple label variations, mono stereo variants, and different countries of origin, along with a couple of copies of the compact disc. Unfortunately, no 8-tracks. Add the 50th anniversary edition to the mix, it makes 16 copies of the same album I bought over and over and over again since 1967. So, here's the deal, Capitol. I feel you owe me and countless others this one for free. Yeah, free. You can send my copy care of this radio station. Oh, and by the way, we'll talk again in 2023. That's the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon. Just saying. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Great.